Okay, I thought it was a good finish to the preseason tonight, particularly the last 2 weeks. As a football team, I felt that we've had growth both in Cincinnati coming back home here tonight against Kansas City. And that was our goal as a football team, to take another step and more particularly play a lot better at home than we did the last time we were here. Individually, I thought there was a number of fine performances. Need to get to the tape, evaluate that. Obviously, the time ahead is a difficult task for our personnel and coaching staffs to sort through this and make the right decisions for the Green Bay Packers. And there's also a personal side to this that I don't think any of us are really looking forward to. But with that, you know, it's about picking a team, trying to make the right decisions, and the coaching staff will turn towards San Francisco and start our preparation for the 49ers. The schedule tomorrow is the players will be in here for strength and conditioning around noon, and obviously we'll be working on the roster, and the players will be off Saturday and Sunday with treatments and optional strength conditioning responsibilities, and then we'll start Monday on San Francisco. With that, I'll take your questions. Well, I've said it all along. I was really, really, really cheering for that second offense. You know, I thought it was a group that had some tough sledding there in the first two preseason games. Probably was affected the most by the injuries in training camp. I felt they got better, got a little better in Cincinnati, and then I thought they performed very well tonight. And Graham specifically, I don't know if he can play. You know, I don't know if we've had a backup quarterback, a non-starter, play that well. So it's a credit to him. I think he's handled this path through the preseason, and I've been more impressed with what he's done off the field than on the field. So, yes, I was very pleased with Graham Harrell tonight.
Mike, the idea that he was second guess,
what do you show you that he hasn't shown you previously? Probably some of the same things we've already talked about. I think he's doing a very good job playing transition football, the ability to slide in the pocket, slide to make throws, transition to extending plays, had a legitimate opportunity to throw the deep ball. Thought he did it very well. Had the big third down throw there to Jermichael. And frankly, keeping us in clean plays or close to clean plays. We were challenged tonight with our personnel without the opportunity to have the tight end position. So Kansas City played a lot of base defense to our sub offense personnel and challenged the box and things. So kind of limited us than what we would like to do on that particular game. So, and I thought Graham did a very good job managing those situations.
Mike, is the idea that he was second guessed by some people, even if it was just coming from outside the building, is that part of his maturation process, do you think?
Well, definitely. It's part of playing quarterback, period, let alone playing quarterback in the National Football League. So that would fall under the category of adversity. We talk about it all the time. It's nice when people say nice things about you, and it's not so nice when they don't. So, and it's one extreme or the other, particularly at that position, and that's part of the deal. I think he handled it very well.
Are you comfortable going into the season with him as your backup?
I'm sorry?
Are you comfortable going into the season with him as your backup?
Well, I'm just going to say this. I'm very pleased with the way he played. I think he definitely grew through the preseason, topped it off with an excellent performance tonight. But we're not going to make any roster selections here tonight.
Mike, you said it's going to be difficult to make some cuts. I mean, the way the receivers play today, is it even more difficult to make cuts
at the receiver? It really is. I mean, just look at the body of work, and it's we talked about it yesterday, or last time I was up here 2 days ago. There's a number of positions, and when you look at our roster horizontally, that you're going to have a tough time picking a player based on another player, another position. So I thought a lot of guys made a strong case. You know, you talked about what did you want to see from your players that I want to see make statements. There were statements throughout that game tonight, and that's impressive. That says a lot about the men in that locker room. It says a lot about the whole process. You're talking about a talented group of people that came together, worked their butt off, had a tough training camp, adverse training camp because of the injuries, and it started to grow at the right time. So it's a great lesson we can point back to. Hopefully, when the playoffs do come around, and if we're blessed to be in it, we could look back at the preseason and we played our best football when it counted. So that's one of our off-season objectives, and I was very pleased with the process. And once again, I cannot say it enough. It's going to be a long 24 to 48 hours.
Quite specifically, do you guys go right into meetings tonight?
Night is not Ted Thompson's strength, so we'll start early in the morning. He's a very early riser, so and I'm all for it. But we have these new iPads, and we're state of the art, and they'll be ready here in probably 30 minutes. So I'll probably do some tonight, some in the morning.
How about the ones, Mike?
I think our ones are ready to play. Obviously wasn't very pleased with the way the game started. I thought they were moving a little quicker than we were. But with that, the handling of the ball, we had the five penalties there in the first half. So I really thought that we cleaned it up as the game went on. And, it's about scoring points and holding them out of the end zone. And I thought our team did a very good job of that.
Two more.
I don't have a high level of concern about B.J. Raji's ankle right now based off the information I was given and also talking with B.J. So, that's first play of the game. That's not a good feeling. And so, obviously, we didn't put him back in.